Who's got a case of the Mondays? I don't. Buck up. Guess what time it is? It's Monday, and welcome to
Hustle and Grind.
And I know you'll probably never guess this, but guess who we're powered by? Stables Media.
With Candy P, Lady P, and Joe Madden.
You guys definitely don't want to miss this show. Tonight's guest, ex-pitcher for the Houston Astros, Mike Gallo, baby.
Welcome to Hustle and Grind. It's Monday, May 3rd today. First of all, I just want to apologize for my intro. I sound terrible in it. I'm going to redo that tomorrow. So I'm sorry you guys had to listen to that. Actually, if my face is red, it's because I'm embarrassed for myself at this point. But welcome to the show. No, I don't want to hear it, Joe. Don't want to hear it.
It sounded terrible. Perfect.
It was garbage.
Horrible. I loved it.
It was garbage. Garbage. I'm going to redo it tomorrow. It's getting redone tomorrow. Okay. Joe just doesn't want me to redo it. She says it's really good because she doesn't want me to. She doesn't want to have to reinsert it and everything.
I know. Do you know how much work that is? Come on,
I don't, because you're in charge of all of that. Well, welcome to the show, guys. A special shout out to Stables Media. Thanks for having us. And we have a lot to go over. I mean, from NFL draft to MLB, hockey, kind of a little bit of everything. We've got Mike Gallo with us tonight, which is going to be awesome. If he takes over the show, it's just because he doesn't know how to shut up. He just talks and talks and talks and talks and talks, but he's always fun to listen to. So we'll let him do it. Welcome, Lady D. And welcome, Joe Madden. So why don't you guys say hi to everybody?
Hi. Is that all you want us to say?
Yeah, I'm going to take over the rest of the show from here. We actually got a bunch of emails saying that they just wanted me to talk the whole time and you guys just sit there and be eye candy. So you guys do that and I'll do all the talking, okay?
I bet, right?
I'm just kidding. But Joe, what do you think of the draft?
I love the draft. Firstly, I want to thank everyone that came to our draft party. That was so much fun. But I loved it. I loved who the Chargers picked up. Do you know, I can't remember, like sixth or seventh on their pickup, they got a guy out of Calgary. I can't remember his name because the last name is like this long. But yeah, he's a Calgary kid and he played out of Notre Dame, I believe. So
I know who you're talking about. I can't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about. Yeah. That is fantastic. It's always a big win when any Canadian makes the NFL. It's a few and far between for that. So
right.
Absolutely. But the Chargers got Slater, and I am so excited for him. He is going to be absolutely incredible, you guys. We got a good cornerback. We got so many good people. It's going to be great. What about you guys? Who did you like your teams got?
Well, I'm kind of excited having Justin from Ohio State, the quarterback, coming into our team. But the Bears, he didn't look too excited for coming with us. But hey, it is what it is, right? It looks like we have.
Wait. Someone wasn't happy about going to the Bears?
Yeah, they wasn't.
But they just signed Dalton. They just signed Dalton. You guys are set for the year now.
Oh my God. I just really hope that we.
Oh, I meant not a year. I meant 2 games. So 2 weeks you're set for until Dalton gets injured. It's fine.
And then he gets injured.
Are they allowed? I love the Bears. I love how they're just like, you know what? Instead of getting a good quarterback, let's continually get has-beens because that seems to be working for us really well. So I like the Cowboys. I like them losing to Green Bay. So it works out really well for me.
Right.
There you go. What did you guys think of Mac Jones to the Pats?
I'm not a Pats fan, so I don't care too much about the Pats.
Okay, so here's my concern, and Justin, I know that you're excited for him. I've heard he's hard to coach. I've heard that. I don't know where I've heard it, but it was in my mind as soon as I saw his name. So I don't know. Good luck with him. If anyone is going to rail him in, it would be Belichick. So I guess, I guess that's definitely good. Anthony's obviously on a little bit of crack tonight. So
the Vikings are the best team, period. Vikings best team, period.
Not the best.
Okay. Yeah, no. Vikings, yeah. They're pretty good, I guess. You know, they're an NFL team, so there you go. That's something.
They're best in something.
Well, okay, I will give it to them. That one playoff game that they beat the Saints, that was an incredible game. Kirk Cousins had one of the best games I think he's ever had. I have a lot of faith in the guy. Lady D, I know we did a fantasy football together. We took Kirk Cousins, and yeah, he just did something that we didn't like. He didn't play well at all last season. So, and I'm having a hard time with that. And then quickly, you guys, Taylor's on. He's talking about the Lions. Lions got Sewell, who I wanted as first round. Lions got him. So congratulations to you guys. I think he's going to be amazing. Amazing, amazing. Okay. Lots of comments, you guys.
So the draft. Wow. And then, you know what? Are we going to do a fantasy team going on this season? I mean, like, we should look into doing football fantasy for H&M.
Oh, yeah, that would be fantastic. I love fantasy football. I do a team here, but we could definitely do a hustle and grind fantasy football thing with anybody that wants to join. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah,
do something easy. Do something easy, like $30 each, and the winner takes all, or something like that. Get a few people, or depending on how many people we get. I mean, if we get a lot of people, then we can do it for less. But got to get the winner something when they win.
Exactly.
I mean, no one wants a pat on the fucking back. They want cash. And we are a betting show where there is cash, so I would think, yeah, I'd like to win cash.
Okay, I have to tell you this. So one of my friends, they do a huge fantasy league between them, and he has a belt. It's like a UFC belt, and it's like this tall, and they put plaques on it and everything, and there's like trophies, and there's rings that look like Super Bowl rings. I couldn't even imagine what the buy-in is, because the ring alone has got to be, you know, gotta be like $1,000. It's beautiful. I want to join that league
because I want to join that league too.
You got to do like if you ever watch The League, it's a TV show about NFL fantasy football, and it's awesome. But you got to do like the Sacco Award. So like the last place person has to have this award, and they have to do something as they lose a bet. So so we could do something like that. So the loser has to get this trophy, gets their name put on, and then they have to complete something on camera, and then post it up. So do something like that. That's fun.
You guys want to hear the worst punishment I've heard for the loser?
What?
Okay, so it's, of course, all guys. Every year, whoever loses has to get their belly button pierced, go to the next year draft in a half top, showing off their belly button ring.
Oh, my God, that would be horrible.
As a guy, yeah.
There was ones I've heard about where the loser had to get something tattooed on them, picked by the winners. But we had one, the lowest four had to caddy for the best four. So you went golfing, and then these guys had to carry your clubs and clean them and pull them out, and you could demean them the whole time. It was a good time.
Yeah, let's go golfing. You can be my,
That might be kind of tough. We have a fantasy football league that spans all of North America, but yeah, we'll try it.
We will. It could be a lot
Lady
of fun.
Lady D is paying for everyone to go to Arizona to golf because they have the best golf in Arizona. It's nice and dry and warm. The ball goes farther because it's nice and warm, and the grass is nice. And yeah, we'll do that.
I wish.
Yeah, well, you guys heard it here first. So there you go. There will be a hustle and grind fantasy league. So, guys, Gallo is coming on shortly. We have lots to talk about with him. Lady D, is there anything you want to talk about this weekend?
Oh, my God. What happened to the UFC fight? Paul against Chris. I forgot his last name. It was Usman versus Mandevilla. Now it was that fight.
Yeah. And
guy, like, dude, like, the second fight, his freaking God, it was just horrible. Do you have a video to?
So what he did was he did a leg kick, but the other guy checked his leg kick with his shin and it snapped the other guy's shin in half, so you could see his bone break.
Snapped. It looked like
it was just a leg kick.
It was just.
I know, it was just like what happened to Silva a few years ago.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And so Silva was fighting Chris Weidman when that happened. So now it happened to Chris Weidman.
Yeah, Weidman's great at checks, and he's obviously got very. Very fucking dense bones because he keeps snapping guys' legs with it. So
yeah, so
he
I'll
must be doing something right.
I'll show you the clip.
Look at you guys.
I'm not gonna look, Joe. Just tell me. It was more mirrored
than I
saw.
Oh.
You see when he tried to step back, he have on adrenaline.
He's adrenaline jacked up, and he tried to step on a leg that wasn't there. Ugh,
yeah. That just made it worse because you see it just like go 360.
Yeah.
Back it up.
Well, I swear he had absolutely no clue until he stepped down. None whatsoever.
Nope.
I don't know.
He had no clues.
I have no clue about that, Anthony. Is he a boxer friend of yours? Or
Anthony's going to need to fill us in for sure. Maybe he will.
But that was pretty gross.
Yeah, that was
pretty gross. So, I'm not a big.
Okay. So I've got a question for you guys before we move on. What before this, and I know that Silva did the same thing. What was the worst thing that you saw in UFC that made you just want to stop watching? Because I have an incident, and I stopped watching UFC for 2 years over it. So what about you guys? Do you have any memorable moments that you're like, oh, I don't know if I could watch this?
The one I didn't like is I don't like things bending the way they're not supposed to bend. So one was, and it was actually pretty funny. Mirko Krokov was coming into the UFC from the Russian, from the K or whatever it was, the Russian fighting league there, over in Europe. And he came in to fight this guy, and this guy was okay back in the day, but not really memorable, kind of big, kind of soggy guy. Anyways, he catches Krokov with a kick to the head, and his ankle just went the wrong way outside as he's falling down. All of his weight went on it, as it's just because he's stiffened up, and then his ankle just like bent around the other way. It was disgusting. Yeah. I just don't like things like that. It's like I see it in hockey too, where they go into the boards too hard, legs are pointing forward, they bounce off the boards, and one leg is pointing the complete wrong direction on the bottom. And it's just, it's gross. I don't like it.
Oh, like they lose their teeth because they hit the board too hard.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah.
Lady D, do you have a UFC one?
No, because I watch it anyways.
Okay, well, maybe you guys will remember who this fighter was. It was back, and it would have been probably 2013, 2014 maybe. Or maybe a little bit earlier. Maybe it was like 2009-ish. There was this guy, and he had the hugest cauliflower ear. And I don't know who it was, just kept pounding on his ear. And I have like a house full of people. And everyone's like, it's going to burst. Hit it. It's going to burst. And this thing, when it burst, it was the most disgusting thing I have seen.
Oh, yeah. It would have just exploded. It would have been so much pressure in there. Yeah.
There was so much blood. And
His ear just like exploded.
Yeah, that would have been gross. I've seen the ones too where they get like the elbow, the quick elbow to the head, and they get that big swollen egg, and then it bursts on them, and because they keep going because it's not bleeding, and it's just everywhere. Yeah, no thanks. It's just pus and grossness.
Absolutely.
Hey George.
Hey George, thank you so much for watching us tonight.
Oh, I take that back. Hi Joe. That's all he wanted to say. George just wanted to say hi to Joe. Fine, Joe. Oh, there it is, George. Thank you.
He said hi, Joe. He said hi, guys. He said hi to all of us. Hi, George. Thank you so much for watching tonight. So,
okay, so what y'all think about the Derby?
It's so fast. I just wanted to keep going.
I love going to the horse races. I love going to the horse races when it's not COVID times. We used to have them here in Calgary and used to have them in Edmonton. A really nice place in Edmonton had them. And it's so much fun. We would go there, and this has nothing to do with Derby, just horse racing in general. Yes, they're quick heats. They're very fast, but they're fun to bet on. You can go in there. You can throw a few dollars down on whatever horses to post, to place, all that stuff. And it's just so much fun. We used to go in there and drink a little bit too much, but we would dress in like old school clothes from like the 40s and go to these things with big hats and three-piece suits, and you go spend the Sunday there because it's always on Sunday in Canada, yeah. In Edmonton or in Calgary. And it was just a ton of fun. And it's not that expensive to go do it. Like it's just a fun time. So
for me it is, because I always have to bet like 200 or 300, but usually like trifectas, exactas. I do a lot. And then I bet like probably 50 on who's gonna show. So it's been pretty packed over here. I was like, what the hell's happening? Everybody forgot we're in a pandemic.
But you can have fun doing it too. Just like throwing down like, you don't have to make those big bets. You make $2 bets or $5 bets. And it's still a lot of fun. Like you just have so much fun because there's so many races throughout the day. And that's like right. The Derby. I mean, there's other races there, but it's just, yeah, the main one, it's quick. It happens in a couple seconds before you know it's done, right? But
yeah, I was yelling. And then I'm like,
but I missed the first part. Didn't they have those air-up T-Rexes running first?
Oh, the little doggies.
No. I thought they had in the beginning. I saw a clip for it because I missed the first part of it. And they had the people in those air-up Tyrannosaurus Rex suits running out of the chutes.
I missed that. I've seen the dog ones.
Yeah, there's lots of fun. They make a lot of fun out of it. So it's, I can't imagine, like, I would love to go there because it's so many people in that stadium. It's crazy.
And it was big too, over there at the Church Hill. It was so packed. And I'm like, oh my God, they let people in there this year? I guess so.
Yeah, like, you can go, you know, no one can watch hockey, but. In person, but yeah, apparently you can go shoulder to shoulder in Kentucky Derby. So
I guess
it all depends. But in the States, it's different than Canada. So I guess it all depends on the state that you're in.
Right. Because over here, everybody just completely forgot. And it was both bars that I go to that have horse racing were both packed. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, what happened?
Apparently the Americans have figured out how to get rid of COVID. Canadians. Canadians unfortunately can't figure out how to do it because we're in our third wave and we're locked down. We can't go anywhere. So,
and then it's a joke. I'm done with it, you guys.
Yeah, that's unfortunately, for sure. Just gonna stick with it.
I'm gonna move to Arizona.
Yep.
Oh, I know, but it's still floating around. I mean, my daughter tested positive for COVID 2 weeks ago, so. It's there. I mean, it's around. So
yeah, allergies, because these allergies is kicking my ass. My face is bloated.
Okay, Lisa. Allergies.
My face is all bloated.
Allergies.
Your face looks great. George said, hi, guys. There you go. You got your hi, guys.
Yeah, see? Yeah. It's all you have to do is acknowledge us, George. That's it. He's saying guys in general, Lisa. Stop picking on the man. He's a viewer.
And girls and girls.
And I think it's National George Day. I saw him post something like that. It's
National George Day.
Yeah.
Whenever, George.
Actually, George is a very good sports handicapper. I'm going to tell you guys honestly. He is very good, especially in the NHL. So he's been doing very well.
Nice. That's awesome.
Can definitely
is there any other handicappers that want to get a shout out on our show promoting us? Yeah, we want to get a few more guys in there. No, we're good. Just George.
Just George.
Okay, good.
His Greek name day. So, name day. Guys, Gallo is MIA.
What the hell is Gallo?
Yeah. I told you he is not reliable. That guy. He is. He's probably talking to somebody like his neighbor and he won't shut up and he's forgotten that he's supposed to be on a show right now. He'll make it eventually. I mean, those ex MLB players think they can do whatever the hell they want. The rest of our time is not as valuable as theirs. So that's fine, Mike. It's no big deal. We'll remember that. I'll talk to you soon.
He will definitely be here shortly. Maybe he got his time zones confused.
Maybe. Could be.
There he is. I said, are you coming? His ears are ringing. We got a yes. He's on his way, you guys. While he's on his way, I'm going to play a quick commercial. Is that okay with you guys?
That's fantastic. Bye. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Are you looking for a reliable sports book that you can trust? in the USA, please check out WagerTech.com. Use promo code HNG.
There we go, you guys. Check out WagerTech. Where did you go? I run a commercial.
I had to help my son with something. We're not quite big enough yet to have our own studio space, so I'm utilizing my kitchen, and I had to reach something for my youngest. So, thanks for asking and throwing me out. Whatever, no big deal.
Just a short commercial. I'm sorry about that. We will be extending our commercial space.
We will be. Sure. We will be. I can start promoting things too. You know, I can throw names if you want as a commercial.
Yeah, for sure. Go for it. Who are you going to promote?
So there is this wonderful little local company that works within the Calgary area and surrounding areas that affects nobody on this call whatsoever. But I'm going to promote them anyways. I'm just kidding. Not going to do it. Thanks again to Wager Attack. And Joe always forgets to say thanks to Sables Media for having us. So we appreciate that.
Absolutely.
So what's next? Is Gallo on, or is he going to be a couple minutes? If he's going to be a couple minutes, do you want to go through hockey real quick or what?
Yeah, so he's going to be on his way in a couple minutes for sure. Okay. So we can talk about some hockey. Did you guys see how heavy the public was on some of these games today?
Yes.
It was crazy. So I think we're going to have some underdogs winning. The Flyers are still up over the Penguins 4-2. In the third,
And I had a couple of dogs, but looks like Dallas Stars won, and I really liked it today. They're right now is tied up 4-4.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the Devils today, but they're not doing anything. But it's 2-0. So,
hey guys. It's officially time to get this party started. We have Mike Gallo in the green room awaiting for us. If you don't know who he is, ex-pitcher, MLB for the Houston Astros. Mike, are you ready?
Is he ready for some candy?
What's up, party people? I got the Wahoo.
Got the Indians hat on. Wow. The Cleveland hat.
This Wahoo is here forever. Don't worry. This guy right here. it's my son's team, but you know what? I'll wear this logo proud.
Your kids get hats like that for their team?
Well, they have the C. They have to be PC about it. They have the C. I ordered this on eBay.
Okay, because our hats are like you know, Zed's meat shop.
All right,
like yeah, they're just garbage hats. So yeah, you guys get probably something a little bit better there. It's nice.
Yeah, it's probably the sponsorship. Now look, I gotta show you this thing I got behind me. That thing is a sign made by Cali Wood. I'm gonna promote it on a separate thing, but he custom made this out of wood, and I mean, look at this thing. Let me see if I can get this thing straight. Hold on.
Can I get a Bears one?
Yeah,
I want a Chargers one.
That's awesome. You did a great job with that thing.
Yeah, I know. Incredible.
I'm a huge Packers fan. That's awesome.
Well, let me break this in. Let me show you this. So check this out. I mean, these stars right here, they're like sticking out. And then like the G, it's like carved out. And then he's a real bird.
Oh, okay. I see what he did there. That's awesome.
And it's all wood. Look, it's all wood.
Oh, beautiful.
Did he do it by hand, or does he have a machine that does that runs through with the...
I didn't quite ask him, but he is.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, the guy's disabled, and this is what he does for a living, so it's pretty cool.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. But anyways, you guys talking baseball? What's up?
Well, yeah, waiting for you.
Waiting for the professional.
I had baseball practice with my son today. It took forever, but it was just batting practice.
Yeah, it's fun stuff either way. Yeah, I know we've been talking about the NFL draft, a little bit of hockey, UFC, Kentucky Derby, but we were waiting for baseball for you, big fella.
I know. Trust me, the big gorilla in the room, as being a Packer fan, us Packer fans, I get 50 text messages a day regarding, oh, you're going to lose Aaron Rodgers. He's going to the Broncos. And my dad,
I think we'll lose the GM. I think we'll lose the GM, personally.
I think they're going to kiss and make up, and they're going to give him a contract. That's what's going to happen.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, something. Either way, I don't think he's going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, but the big news out here in L.A. is Dustin May, another flamethrower that hits 100 miles an hour in the radar gun, blowing his elbow out. So, that's the preliminary thing. He's going to get Tommy John. So, I mean, I played with a lot of guys that pitched that did get hurt like that, but it always seems to happen to the guys that throw cheese. Like, you know, it's just natural. This motion right here, 100 miles an hour, you're going to blow something out eventually. And unfortunately, it was Dustin Mays next up on the total pole. But that surgery is becoming so common now that if you just do the rehab, you might be okay. So we'll see.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's a tough one to have.
Yeah. So I mean, but it happens all the time. They got these surgeries now that it's crazy, the medicine now. But I don't know. But I'm telling you, I'm betting baseball a little bit too, and just having some fun. But you can't throw the Dodgers in on the parlays right now. They're struggling.
Yeah, they are.
They are parlay killers this year, for sure.
Yes. They're parlay.
Yeah, they've been bad. They've been bad this year so far.
I mean, they were on fire in the get-go. I mean, I was making some money on them. Whenever I needed to make a comeback, I'd put some money on the run line because it seems like the run line's always going to have more value anyways.
Right.
Yeah, the Dodgers have that offense that if they're going to win, they're gonna blow you out sometimes. So,
yeah.
But other than that, what else you guys got going on in the baseball world today? Any drama?
Well, what do you think of Roberts from the White Sox? His injury, was it yesterday? He tore his hip flexor.
Ooh.
It was nasty.
That's a bad one, Junior. That's a bad one.
Yeah, he ain't coming back this year. There's I highly doubt.
Not a hip flexor.
That's like pulling your Achilles heel, your Achilles. It's rough, but I mean, gosh, to just imagine what takes you to pull that or tear that, you know? I
don't know. They're saying 3 to 4 months.
Yeah, that's awful.
Rough. That's rough. That'll hurt a little bit, but I mean,
yeah, the rehab itself will fucking hurt.
Right, and out here on the West Coast. You know, we're just hearing about what the Dodgers and all that stuff, like Gosling, a young pitcher. They don't know if he's come back. And then Brandon Morrow, I just read a report today. The Dodgers signed him to a minor league deal, and he's so banged up still that they had to shut down his throwing program, and they don't think he's going to come back to the big leagues at all. So you guys remember Brandon Morrow? He was like a good setup guy / closer. And he threw hard as hell, too. He was throwing 98 easy, you know. But, yeah, the injury bug's hitting some people right now. But, you know what? I'm telling you, I think the injuries are going to get worse because of this. Last year, they only played 60 games. You know, I mean, they didn't play very much. Now, this year, they're going to have a full slate, 162. And, you know, it's going to be interesting. You know, this schedule's going to kick some of these guys.
Well, the news is riddled with injuries on this stuff. Like, even Kirk with the Blue Jays, he's going to be out 6 weeks with a hip flexor sprain. Like, there's guys going down like crazy. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's only because they played 60 games last year. That's the same as every other sport, pretty much, except for NFL. I mean, like hockey, they only played so many games last year, and then this year they're only playing so many games. But MLB going from 60 games to 100 and something is going to start – yeah, some guys just start getting injured here.
It's a grind. I mean, I remember playing, and I remember just looking at the month of April and I got to win the month of April. And then win the month – I was breaking it down. I got to win the month. And that's how you got to go about this game. And
Stop worrying about the whole season. Just, you know, game by game type thing and just move forward. Yeah.
And these trainers are, you know, supposed to be top of the line trainers. They got nutritionists now. When we were in the big leagues, we didn't have anybody telling us how many calories we need to eat per day and stuff like that. Now they have strict regimen on these guys now. It's pretty interesting what they do.
Oh, yeah, and sports medicine now compared to when you played is completely different. Like, it's crazy what they do and with the people you have on there. Like you said, you got personal trainers, nutritionists. You know, you got guys for pretty much everything, and it's just, yeah, they can come back a little bit faster for sure. But
exactly.
Still, it's a big change from 60 games to that, so.
Right, exactly. So, but anyways, ladies, what's happening? What do you guys got in your mind?
Oh, tons on our mind, but I don't know how much we can actually talk about here. I want to know. Okay, so looking back at your career, did you ever get injured, Mike?
You know, the worst injury I had was tendonitis in my shoulder. I did after the World Series because, you know, you played through October, and the bottom line is, you know, pretty much through October, if you get all the way to game 6 or 7 or whatnot. But I remember in 2005, we did get swept. So we only played 4 games, kind of sucked. But I remember when I got back in the gym And then I started lifting after taking a month off. So that Lefty would have been like that. Right around Thanksgiving time, I got back in the gym and started getting ready for spring training again. You know, I didn't get that long, not much of a break. So I started playing catch again in December, and my shoulder was barking at me. And I go, wait a minute, I haven't pitched since October. Why is my shoulder bugging me just by playing catch? So I actually had to fly into Houston in December to get an MRI. And I don't know if that sideswiped my career, because according to the doctors in 2005, I was 2 months away from arbitration, which means if I would have played 60 more days in the big leagues, I would have got paid big money. They finally got a scope of my shoulder. And of course they told me, oh, it's just normal wear and tear on your shoulder. It looks like a guy that's been pitching for a while, but you know what? We're just going to shoot you with some cortisone. It's probably just some tendonitis. That's what they said to me. But maybe they gave the picture to the Astros and said, this guy's going to blow out one day. I wouldn't invest money in that guy. At the time, I was 29 years old. So I was considered kind of old at that point, I guess. But overall, I avoided the injury bug in my elbow. My elbow is still pretty strong. You guys can see that I still have a little bit of muscle there. But yeah.
It's like a strong elbow.
Yeah, it's still – it's got a lot of Bud Lights in there now. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what made it stronger.
Yeah.
It's the Buds.
And not to discount the Canadian beer that I've drank in my life with the, I mean, I've always been a LeBlanc. I always talk about this. LeBlanc. Is it LeBlanc Blue or Labatt? Labatt?
Yeah. Labatt's Blue. Yeah.
Yeah. That beer to me is really good. It's always stronger than our beer here.
Labatt's Blue is actually a pretty light beer, but it is good. I like it.
Labatt Light, because I think they make a Labatt Light. I just get the regular Blue. Is that a light beer? Is that a light beer?
Well, like Labatt Blue is like, I think it's 4.5% or maybe 5. Most beers in Canada are 5 to 6, and then you get some IPAs that are a little bit higher than that, and then you get some darks that are around the 9%.
Right, and back when I was playing, you know, when I went up to play in Montreal and the minor leagues, when I was up in upstate New York, there wasn't a lot of IPAs yet. This was early 2000s, so it was all about Labatt. If I ordered a Bud Light, they gave me a Labatt.
That's the same, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But it's cool. But yeah, I mean, but overall, I mean, it's kind of luck of the draw when it comes to these injuries, especially with pitchers, you know. But you know, a lot of it comes with mechanics. If you have bad mechanics but throw hard, and it's kind of stupid to say it this way, but if you throw 96 miles an hour and your mechanics are wacky but you still throw a strike and you get people out, they're not going to mess with you. But in the long run, you're going to end up breaking down because of your mechanics. And
yeah, your arm's not going to last forever doing it weird like that, right? No, but if it works for them at the time, they don't say anything. Yeah, makes sense.
Take a look at Cueto. Cueto, you know, was throwing, you know, I wish I could demonstrate it, but I don't have my phone on a stand. But, like, the way they finish, they stand up and they kind of do a spin, you know, when they finish. Or they don't finish correctly. That ends up, you know, leading to back injuries, shoulder injuries, because you're not finishing your throw. This motion's not natural here. I mean, that's why softball players can throw back-to-back games, because they're all chucking the rock down here. So
yeah, just that windmill, just a little quick ones, yeah.
Yep, but Lady D, did you play some softball back in the day?
Oh, no.
Nope. I could see you playing softball.
Did you play soccer?
Nope, I didn't play no sports.
Really?
I just like watching it. Betting on.
Joe, were you a cheerleader? Because cheerleading is a sport.
No. I played netball.
Netball.
And none of you will have any clue what it is, but I actually did really good at it. I made the first round for the Olympics tryout. So
is netball do with some sort of big paddle?
No, there was no paddles, no spanking, Mike. Get your head out of the gutter.
So was it like this kind of motion?
No, netball is very much like basketball in the way it's on a court. There's no backboard. The nets are higher. Only certain positions can shoot. Thank God I was never a shooter, because I could not shoot a ball. I played center court, so I ran up and down the court.
So wait, is that
everything you playing, being a sports person? Oh, Joe.
Well, that doesn't really sound like a sports person. It sounds like she's got like a good 15 feet of running room, and then she has to pass the ball to someone that can go in closer and shoot.
Oh, you can't run with the ball.
It's like ultimate frisbee. You have to pass. You can run until you get a pass, and as soon as you get the thing, then you have to get rid of it. So
you guys have to Google it. It's a super fast moving game. High point basketball. Everything's only 1 point though.
Is that game in the Olympics still?
Yeah, it is. It's in the Summer Olympics.
Right after our show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's fine. Cool. I'm a Canadian, so I only watch the Winter Olympics. I don't watch the Summer Olympics. So.
What sport's picking up here is lacrosse. A lot of kids are playing lacrosse.
Oh, it's big in Canada, too. Like, we basically, hockey season ends, and then lacrosse starts for 2 months. And lacrosse is probably getting bigger in the States, too. Like, it's an awesome sport. It's just, you watch these kids, and it's just heavy hitting. You know, full out. It's really good. It's lots of fun.
I like lacrosse. Yeah, they're
good. Oh, there's the puppy, Tucker.
Yeah, see him.
Tucker. Hey, Tucker. Come here.
He's mad at you. He's not even making eye contact with you now. Hey, what'd you do to him?
Come here. Hey. Yeah, there's somebody in the driveway.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to tell you guys, because I'm excited for this. Buffalo Sabres beat the New York Islanders 4-2.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
That would have been an underdog to call today. Shit, that must have been. What was the Islanders at?
We had it.
What was the Islanders at?
I can't remember. They were like minus like 200 and something. But we got the Sabres on the money line at plus 185, and we got them plus 1.5 at minus 135. So
If Joe ever let me finish, what I was saying is, I wish we had something like that. Oh wait, we do. If you visit our Patreon account, but whatever.
I thought you forgot, and I was like,
Telegram.
I know. Where are you going with this?
On the big game out on the West Coast here, Southwest is Phoenix. Phoenix at Kings at Phoenix tonight. What do you guys like there? You staying away from that one?
The Kings?
No.
LA Kings playing Phoenix as spoilers right now because the Kings are pretty much done, but Phoenix, you know, this might be a playoff spot.
Right.
I like the Kings.
There's value with the Kings. I know that.
Yeah, definitely is.
Yeah. But I want to know how you guys are doing on baseball. Besides, we talked about the Dodgers not being too consistent right now. Is there anything that you're really hitting on lately? I saw that you had Texas at home against Boston, and they ended up winning that game. I couldn't believe it because I think I took Boston. And then Boston won the rest of the games of the series, I think.
Yeah, they absolutely did.
Yeah, it was that one game, though, that we really liked. And I can't remember who was pitching for Boston that night. Who was pitching that night?
Oh, no.
That's the
What's that?
Was that the night the Rangers won?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean.
And you know who else haven't been playing well but starting to play awesome was the Mets.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They started coming back, and I've been hitting on the Mets ever since.
They're starting to hit.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. And then there's some teams.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of. Sure, good.
I was going to say there's some teams that you wouldn't even expect that they are actually even covering that run line. Miami is one of them. They're covering that run line so much, as well as the Pirates.
Who's the best team right now in the Major League that's covering that run line right now? Do you have that stat by any chance?
I don't.
Yeah, I got to look at that.
Yeah. I actually, you know what? I saw something today, and it leads me to believe it. Is Miami covering that plus 1.5? So don't quote me on it, but I really think that they are.
Got you.
What do you got? What do you got, Mike, with Toronto and Oakland tonight? Oakland's the favorite, but what do you think?
I got Oakland at home. I'll take Oakland at home. Anytime a team travels east to west like that far, it's always rough. But how's Toronto been playing? I don't know.
Toronto's been pretty good, and they got Madsen in pitching. He's 4-1 right now over Montes, which is 2-2. So the Toronto's been really good away and at home, but closer games. I mean, they've done really well against the Yanks. They've done well against a few other teams. So I think it'll be a closer game. And then the numbers reflect that too. I mean, from what I'm seeing, it's what do you, probably like the Athletics are a -110 somewhere in there.
Yeah,
but it's gonna be a close game, I think. But you could be right. Just being at home and everything like that could be.
Yeah, and you know what,
could be the deciding factor.
I kind of like the A's actually today.
Yeah, you like the A's tonight?
I like them too, but they've let me down. They're one team when I've been betting on them. They've lost the games that I've bet with them. So.
Oh, gosh. Hey, you guys, hang on one sec. I'm getting a dinner order from the family. Hold on one sec.
Awesome.
All right. No worries.
Okay, send it to me, too.
So I'm going to – I know we have a consensus, and I know we have our bets on our Patreon account, but I'm going to lean towards I know we went through this earlier, but I'm going to lean towards the Blue Jays tonight. I got a little faith in them tonight.
Oh.
I got some faith in Matt's, but you guys are a little bit better with the MLB, and I'm more of an NHL guy and an NFL guy. So, but I'm gonna lean a little bit towards the Blue Jays, but our consensus is maybe Oakland tonight, but we'll see. But again, guys, if you want the bets and you want to start making money like our current customers, we've got a very good percentage. We've got good ROI. Visit our Patreon account; it's running off the bottom there. Over and over again. So join us there.
You can't miss it.
Do you want to run like a 40-second commercial? I mean, 4-second commercial.
Yeah, we've got a 4-second commercial. So
yeah,
I'm gonna.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that.
Oh, never mind. He's back. Never mind.
Okay, so Mike, I want to ask you about how you think the Astros are going to do against the Yankees.
Hold on, I can't hear you guys. What happened? Hold up. I'm having technical difficulties.
Run the commercial.
I'm running the commercial.
Are you looking for a reliable sports book that you can trust? In the USA, please check out wagerattack.com. Use promo code HNG.
HNG.
That's our promo code, you guys. Don't forget it.
How are we doing, Gallo?
Oh, maybe we should play trades.
I'm going to log out and come back in because I can't
hear. He's giggling about something. Okay. So.
Okay. So we had the Sabres beat the Islanders. It's so weird to be able to say that. The Capitals.
I know, that's good.
Yeah, the Capitals did beat the Rangers, though, which I'm kind of disappointed in. The Capitals gave disciplinary. I can't even say the word.
Disciplinary.
Yeah, to two of their players, and so they were sat tonight, and yeah, I won the Rangers.
Oh, Lisa, I got some bad news. Chicago's losing in the end of the – well, no, it's done, actually. It says end of the third, so it's the final. The Blackhawks just lost to the Hurricanes.
What was the final point?
5-2.
5-2.
We got the over, you guys. Over.
We got the over. Yeah, I know we did. And then Pittsburgh Penguins and the Flyers. Flyers, 30 seconds left in the third. Flyers are up 7-2 over the Penguins. That's crazy. Ducks in St. Louis. They're still at the end of the second. They're 1-1. Vegas, Minnesota. They are – where'd it go? Stupid thing. Sorry, just changed to me. It's 5-3. 3:56 left in the second. Vegas is winning. And then the Kings are not starting yet. So anyways, we were just talking about that one. Yeah. Sorry. My son came in and started talking, but holy moly, that's pretty good. 9-10. You know what? Yeah, I know you guys are talking about the Kings and the Coyotes. I'm thinking Kings would be a good dog tonight. They definitely have a chance.
Yeah, it depends on who's in net, too. Is it going to be
Quick? Quick's in net.
Quick.
No, Quick's. Quick's in net for LA, and Kemper's in net for the Coyotes.
Arizona's in a fight for a playoff spot right now, so mm-hmm. Yeah, the Kings are going to want to not be doormats, but at the same time, you never know. But hey, back to baseball. There's one game that's starting late out here too. Is the Angels? Quintana's on the mound. I like the Angels tonight just because they're at home, and I forgot who they're playing.
They are playing.
Yeah, the top of the first in the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, the Rays. Dang, I missed it. I didn't get it.
Fuck, I like the Rays. Damn it.
The Rays are going to lose tonight.
Okay, I hope not.
Rays are going to lose. Okay, you've heard it from Mike Gallo. Rays are losing tonight. Angels are winning.
I need the Brewers to win. Let's go, Brewers.
Yeah. Hey. You guys can still get your in-game betting in. Make sure you do that.
Yeah, live bets are the best, especially in baseball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. You can keep going as you go on. It's the best.
Ryan Seaver's in the house. I love him.
Hey. Okay, last one that's going to be a later game here, Mike. What do you think? Orioles or Mariners?
It's in Seattle?
It'll be in Baltimore, I believe.
Yeah. No, it's in Seattle.
Oh, it's in Seattle? Sorry, I read that upside down there. So, yeah, it's in Seattle.
Yeah, give me Seattle at home. Who's pitching? Give me the pitching matchups.
I have to.
We got Creamer against Swanson. So Dean Creamer and Eric Swanson.
You know, I'm not too familiar with those guys, but Seattle's always a beast at home sometimes.
Okay, so Dean Creamer for the Orioles is 0-2, and Eric Swanson is 0-0.
Ooh, okay.
It's a tough one to call.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. So, you know, flip a coin and bet the over.
Yeah.
Seattle.
That's probably best.
The total's at 8.5. I can really see it being a high-scoring game for sure in that one.
Especially with these guys. These guys are new pitchers. It's going to be, yeah.
You know,
it's 8.5.
It's always a catch-22 with that because I noticed in baseball when a guy maybe gets his first start of the – against the team that's never faced him. I mean, it literally is 50-50 how he's going to do, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've seen it because, you know what, there's not much tape on some of these guys. Major League Baseball hitters rely so much on video and tape that if they have a guy with little kind of scouting reports on him or whatever, or they don't have much video on him, which I find that hard to believe that there's not much tape on guys now. But, you know, there's still that shit. I don't know what this guy does 0-2. What's he throw? You know, what? Mm-hmm. It's first pitch breaking ball, you know? I remember sitting in our meetings when I was in the bullpen in Houston, and we were sitting there going, all right, you know, Sean Casey, he loves first pitch fastball. So give him just something, a slider away, lefty on lefty, slider away. So we had these pages, but we didn't have much video, but we paid for this big scouting report. And you guys seen him on TV. You see, like, when a batter comes up, where the hot and cold spots are in the strike zone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we had. It was like Barry Bonds, though. When you got to Barry Bonds, the whole box was red.
Don't throw it anywhere around here. Yeah. Hit him.
So how are we supposed to get Barry Bonds out? They go, pitch to him like you would pitch Jesus Christ. I said, how's that? Up and in, down and away.
Yeah, up and in, down and away.
Love it.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. That's a good call.
Absolutely. Awesome. So, Mike, who is your MLB team?
You know, I've gotten to root for players. I do work for the Dodgers training facility for the camps for the kids. It's always a joy to go to Dodger Stadium because that was my team growing up. You know, I just ever since I got to the big leagues, I had to play against those guys. I wanted to play for those guys. So now I'm not much of a Dodger fan because they didn't give me a chance. I was kind of pissed about that. but you know what? I kind of root for teams, and I'm right in the middle of Anaheim Stadium for the Angels and Dodger Stadium with traffic is. It's usually around the same distance, but the traffic to L.A. is worse than going down to Anaheim by Disneyland where the Dodgers play. I mean, where the Angels play. So this week, yeah, the Dodgers and Angels play this weekend. Ticket prices are going up. I'm hoping they release more tickets because California's supposed to go into this better COVID tier to let more people in bars. Baseball stadiums can have more fans. I think they were going to announce that tomorrow, so I'm hoping they release more tickets because StubHub, it's pretty expensive to go to a game. But, you know, I enjoy watching Mike Trout, Otani. I like watching for the Dodgers. I like watching Bellinger, Seager. Turner's a local guy, lives down or grew up 10 minutes down the road from me, so watching that guy still plays cool. You know, I just kind of watch – I like watching matchups and players more than a team. Like, I'll cry over my Packers. I don't have a baseball team. I don't have a baseball team I can cry over now. But, like, I'll cheer for the Astros. If they come out here and they're playing the Dodgers, I find myself cheering for the Astros more than the Dodgers. I don't know. I just do.
So, I want to ask you, how do you think the Astros will do in their next three games against the Yankees?
Ooh. there might be some drama. Maybe, I don't know. I think Yankees have been struggling, right?
Yeah, they have.
They have.
So is it in New York? Is it in New York?
Actually, I'm not sure where they're playing. Let me quickly just look. But I know that, like, the Astros have been on fire. Yeah, it's in New York tomorrow.
Houston always plays good in New York. I've noticed that since they went to the American League. You know, if I think Houston's going to be able to hang with the Yankees. The Yankees are – they're struggling right now. I'm not paying attention to the Yankees too much because I'm not seeing any true highlights that they're doing good. So, yeah. I think Astros – is it a four-game set or a three-game set?
It's a three.
I think two out of three will go to the Astros.
I love it. You guys heard it here first. I agree with you. I think the Astros are moving up in the power rankings and the Yankees are falling the opposite way, in my opinion.
There's something going on with the Yankees. I don't know. Maybe
they haven't been great.
People are talking smack because he thinks June 1st that Aaron Rodgers is gone by June 1st. That's what he's predicting. So we have
not going to happen. They're not getting rid of him.
We have a steak dinner bet on that, right, Seaver? A nice steak dinner. I call it bull.
I think Brian likes to smack talk quite a bit, hey?
Oh, he stirs the pot. He hates Aaron Rodgers.
Who's his team again?
You know what? It's whatever team wins the Super Bowl. I'm surprised he doesn't go buy a Tampa Bay Brady jersey.
He probably already has one. I have buddies that are all New England fans, and now they're all Bucks fans. So it's pretty funny to watch those guys jump ship.
No, he's a big Mahomes fan, so I'm going to give it to him. I guess he's a Chiefs fan. But, you know, he's from the Bay Area, so I don't know if he's not a Niner fan or grew up a Niner fan. Hey, why don't we ask him, because since he's watching, are you a Niners or a Raider fan before? You know, what's your Bay Area team, Mr. Seaver? So we'll get back to that.
I like the 49ers out of there.
Yeah, definitely. But you know what? Aaron Rodgers wants to go to the Raiders or Denver, I read. I'm like, why the fuck do you want to go to Denver? Excuse my language. Denver, you ain't going to win in Denver. It ain't going to happen.
No, and that's what I'm thinking with Rodgers. If he does decide on the off chance that he ends up leaving there, he's not going to want to go somewhere he has no chance. He's getting older. He wants to win a Super Bowl. He needs a good defense. And I think the best to get the best spotlight, the guys with the money, is going to be going to, if he could somehow get around Mike Carr, then go to the Raiders. They got, you know, right. They're in Vegas.
Raiders.
Hey,
why wouldn't you?
Ladies and gents, did you guys see the odds in Vegas? Some casinos, some sports books pulled the pack off the board for, like, who's going to win the NFC, who's going to win the Super Bowl.
All because of these rumors.
Yeah, they pulled them off.
Rumors are going by, they took them off.
Really?
That's awesome.
Right now, the odds for, God, who was it? The NFC odds. Someone just went to 9-1. Was it the Niners? I think the Niners. A lot of money came in on the win at all in the NFC, and went down. Or they either went off the board or dropped way down. So, see, Seaver's a Niners fan. I could see him being a Niners fan.
Yeah.
But overall, if the Packers. If I could bet on the Packers to win the NFC with or with me, without knowing Rodgers is going to be there, granted, it's going to be a risk putting Love in there and Love learning on the job, but they have an offensive line. I mean, they have the top wide receiver in the game, and they have a
tight. I think they need another receiver, though. They need another good receiver if they want to put Love in to win.
And Devin I call him Devin Funches of Oats.
Funches of Oats, yeah.
Yeah, he opted out because of COVID, and now this year he's like, I'm a Packer this year. I got the vaccine, so he's coming back.
Yeah.
And but overall, the draft went well, I think. All we did was stack our defense.
It was good. I liked it.
You guys probably talked about the draft. You guys talked about the draft already?
Yeah, earlier.
A little bit, but yeah, whatever you want to talk about with that, we're good. I want
a consensus because I'm starting to collect some of these rookie – football cards of quarterbacks. So obviously, I'm in the market for I already missed the boat because I almost spent $700 on a Justin Herbert rookie card for the Chargers because they're starting to skyrocket right now.
They are. But he's going to be incredible.
Yeah. basically, I'll get one. I just don't. I got to pull the trigger. But what quarterback in this draft class is going to make the biggest impact this year in your guys' opinions?
Justin Field.
Who?
Justin Field out of Ohio State.
You think
Bears quarterback?
Right away? You think Fields is going to start right away?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's going to be amazing. I think he's going to be an impactful quarterback.
They have like three quarterbacks on their roster, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And I love him. I love him.
You love him?
For how we get him to start.
So my side cutter, are we talking about the first round pick there? I didn't hear the name.
I got to go with Trevor Lawrence going to get the ball right away, right?
I think Lawrence is going to get the ball right away for sure.
What team did he go to again? I should know this.
Jags.
Rough the Jags. Rough the bat, yeah.
Does he have any weapons? Does he have any wide receivers?
It's Jags.
They'll figure out something for him. He's still going to be starting there. I guarantee it. He is – I was watching some stuff on him, and everybody that's worked with him has had nothing but great things to say about this kid. He works well with everybody. He's humble. He wants to play football. He's great with the ball. He can throw that pigskin. So I think they'll – what's that?
He's got some size to him.
Yeah. No, he's tall. Like he's a big kid. He's got long arm. Like he can throw that ball. So I think he's going to be playing right away, and I think he's going to do pretty good. I think the Panthers got to get him something. But that being said, I know the Panthers, everyone says, oh, no, they don't have anybody to throw to or anything like that. But did they have anybody throw into their receivers before this?
Amen. Amen.
So they could be good.
You know, I had this question asked to me. Would Davante Adams be as good as he is without Aaron Rodgers? Obviously, I'd say no, because someone has to throw those balls to him.
Throw the ball to them.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's another rookie card I want to stack up on is Jordan Love, because you never know. That's a wild card, and his rookie card's not worth that much yet.
Absolutely. Brian is saying Ohio State is notorious for quarterback busts. Brian, who was the last quarterback that was a huge bust out of Ohio State? Because their defense are incredible. You got Joey Bosa, Chase Young. They've got so many incredible.
Yeah, I have a name on the tip of my tongue somewhere, but there's never what Ohio State quarterback's been legit in the NFL. I don't know, but I always say that about USC being out here in SoCal. Sam Darnold,
I love Sam Darnold.
I know. I felt bad for the kid. He had no offensive line, no weapons.
Right. Supposedly.
So now he's going down to Carolina. Wait, where is he? I think he's with the Panthers.
I'm sorry. Who are we talking about again?
Sam Darnold.
No, he was with the Jets, but where did he?
No. I think he got
traded.
Someone pull it up really quick. I think he's with Carolina Panthers.
Oh, geez. I don't like him there. He needs protection, though. But you look at these poor quarterbacks, and this is what I'm scared for Trevor Lawrence. I don't want to see another Joe Burrows go out with a huge injury because they have no protection at all. It's terrifying, right?
Sam Lawrence can run. He's 6'6", he's tall, but you know, taller guys don't really run too much. I think he's 6'6" anyways. I know he's taller, but he can move. I've listened to him. I've listened to his ex-coaches. Like, this guy can move. He can move side to side. He can move front and back. He's fast. So I think he's going to have less chance of being injured as much as Darnold, and not have to worry about as much of a defensive line for him. But he still needs protection for sure. But I think that he is going to be – I think he's going to be fun to watch right off the bat.
Yeah, and then look what the Chargers did to protect Justin Herbert. They
Slater.
It's all Packer linemen, right? The Packers, they signed – do they have two guys for the Packers?
I think so. Two of them. Two of them for sure. So, I'm sorry, but thank you. We're making a Super Bowl run this year, guys.
Hey,
even my son believes so.
And I got two seats in the end zone.
Woo. You're taking me, right?
Oh, nice.
Hey, I never let you out of the country.
We're never coming out again. We're stuck here forever.
Yeah, we can't even go to the mountains without paying a fee, Cammy P told me today. So that made my day.
What? You have to pay a fee to go to the mountains?
Yeah, so anywhere, no, not all the mountains. Well, somewhat, but in Kananaskis, because because of COVID, we went from like 1.2 million visitors per year in the mountains to, or in Kananaskis, to over 6 million. So the roads have been getting worn. People have been parking, spray painting, more litter. And now they're paying for people to pick the stuff up and keep the parks natural. So now they're charging for us to go there, go hiking and stuff like that.
Oh, are we talking big bucks or like 20?
Yeah, it's like 90 bucks a year, but it adds up. So like, I mean, if you go to Banff, that's a separate charge because it's a national park. You got to pay, that's like 120 bucks for an annual pass there. And then you got 90 bucks for going to Kananaskis. And we have something out in Canada called Crown Land, which is basically land owned by the Queen. So it's basically free land. You can't build on it, but you can go and camp on it.
The Queen of England?
Yes, because we're...
Let's get England out of Canada. I think that's why you're locked down.
Yeah, so anyways, they've been here for a while. But so there's this land, and it's called Crown Land, and we all go camping on it. Basically what it is it's just like it's in the mountains or it's just treed area, and you just drive your trailer and truck, and you go find a spot randomly, and it's usually free. But now they're charging 30 bucks per person annually to camp there, which isn't much, but it depends on how big your family is.
Yeah,
no, it's not, but it was free before. So it's just since COVID has started, now they're starting to charge for literally everything that you can do that you're still allowed to do during COVID. Everything else is shut down here in Canada, so we can't do a lot of things. But now they're charging for the things that we actually can do that were free before. They're charging for them.
I'm going to go live from a bar tonight just to show you guys what it's like. You guys want me to go
live? Well, you don't remember. So our restaurants are open only on the patios. So in Canada... your weather is spotty. One day it could be 25 degrees, and the next day it could be fucking snowing. So you never know, right? So, like, you'd be like, you know, wing nights on Wednesday. Come on, good weather on Wednesday. Because otherwise, we have to sit outside for this. We can't sit inside. So we have to sit outside. There's only so many people who can go, right? So
I'm going to tell you right now what's happening, especially here in California, is the demand for the vaccine is going like this.
Yeah, well, so Canada... our prime minister set up some really shitty things with our vaccinations, and we got basically they made a deal with the wrong people because our prime minister is an idiot, and we didn't get the vaccinations in time, so we were shorthanded. So they basically did start doing it by age, so 60 to 90 got it right away.
Right.
Then, some younger people got it or something like that. I can't remember. But by the time it gets to our age, we were allowed to get it now. So I am booked in to get mine now. But it's been like you guys are probably all of the United States is probably pretty much vaccinated pretty soon. That's why you're saying it's going down. It's because everyone's got their stuff, right? Or they're going to get it.
The country as a whole, I saw it. We're only like at 40%. And I'm telling you, all the people that – and I'm going against the grain. I voted for Trump. Don't hate me.
We hate you.
Lady D loves
I don't hate him.
You have to look around and go, who's, you know, I said that loud. But anyways, but seriously, it seems like the anti-vaxxers are the people that voted for Trump. But I got my shot. Hey, I haven't grown a third nipple yet.
I'm gonna get it. I'm getting the shot. There's conspiracy people in Canada here too. They're like, no, I'm not gonna get it. You know, they just want us to do this to control us. I'm like, how are they controlling you? If you didn't get a shot when you were a child, you could have fucking polio right now.
Measles.
Don't be an anti-vaxxer. Yeah, just get the shot. It sucks.
It sucks. I'm going to wait a year till you guys have all had it for a year.
And then I'll wait to see
when you reproduce. If your children have 10 arms, I'll just wait.
I'm going to start making like a gang sign for like Pfizer and just do this. My Pfizer shot. I guess I should do that backwards like this. Hey, Pfizer.
Hey, how do you make a J? The JJ? I'm a kid, so I'm not worried about, you know, that kind of stuff. Overall, no way vaccine. Oh,
no.
Vaccine card.
Fever said no way on the vaccine. No, me and Joe's like the same too.
Hey, on the black market right now in California, you can buy a card. If you don't want the shot, you can still get that card.
Yeah, there's
this. Nice, show. Nice. That's cool. Because eventually they're going to make it. Eventually they're going to make it. They're going to make your choice, but it's not going to be your choice. Eventually it's going to be like, well, you can't fly out of country unless you have this vaccination. Right. You can't go to a sporting event unless you can produce this card for a vaccination. You can't go to a concert unless you have this card for a vaccination.
It already happened here in L.A. last night at the new football stadium, the SoFi Stadium where the Chargers and Rams play. They had a vaccination concert. So it was Foo Fighters.
Our world is so effed up. Okay.
Just making money off people, convincing people to get vaccinations. That's awesome. Yep. And I guarantee the state of California paid for that fucking concert. They totally did.
No, but hey, I didn't tell you guys this. Maybe you saw it on Facebook because I know I'm friends with all you guys on Facebook. But I went to a Kings Ducks game last week, right? Did you see this? Yeah. Oh my God. So I have my vaccination thing on my phone. So I just showed him. And I thought the guy checking all that stuff was messing with me because I took my 7-year-old son and they said, where's his? I go, no, yeah, he's already got his shot. He's all right. And I was just being a smart ass, you know? And the guy goes, no, seriously, he has to have a COVID test to get in here. I go, what? I go, he's 7 years old. So ironically, across the street from Staples Center where the Lakers and Kings play, there is a tent for $40 plus your insurance card. You can get an instant test. So for a COVID test. I couldn't believe it. They cut and swabbed my son's nose, I don't know, and they gave him a freaking test. And then 20 minutes later, I got the okay to go in the stadium with my son. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my God.
You had to go across the street or whatever it was. They have that, I remember talking to somebody. They're like, no, we tried to go. They had to go. We had to go across the street to get an emergency COVID test. And then we had to bring the card back saying we were allowed to go in there. So,
no, I'm telling you, I already got something emailed to me, and it you can add it to your wallet on your iPhone. And it says LA County. It says the date that I got the shot and what I got. I'm tagged for life.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It follows you around.
Yep. Right now, the government's watching me.
Yeah. They've got a satellite over Gallo's house just looking down at him talking about this. Don't say any key words, Gallo.
Yeah.
The guy's jumping over your fence in a second.
Like screw. Joe Biden. We want Joe Biden out of here. No.
Yeah. Guys, SWAT jumps over the fence. Your camera goes black.
Joe Biden's our president here in the United States, but he never takes questions from the media. He's controlled by the powers that be below him. I don't know. It's scary.
I guarantee that's the same with our prime minister here. He's a young guy. He was a drama teacher. He was never went to really schooling or anything like that. I guarantee he's just controlled by other people.
Yep.
Controlled by the liberals in our case.
It's scary, but hey, did you guys get your action in for the night's games? Are they all taking off? All the night games take off?
We're doing pretty good right now.
Yeah. Did the Kings start?
They started last time I checked. They had started, yeah.
No, they start on...
They started.
Mine's still saying that it hasn't started.
Oh, well, Joe.
My phone is slow.
Uh-oh.
I just requested, I just sent you a request, Mike, for friends on Facebook because we can be besties.
I'm not your friend, Cam.
No, you're not. I just sent you a fucking request because you never accepted my last one. You declined it. I was like, you know what? I like Mike, but he's kind of an ass. You know, he won't accept my friend's request.
Spam.
Ooh, we are an ex-Seaver.
Oh, you know what? They're doing the national anthem right now, so that's why it's a little behind.
All right.
Okay. Awesome. No, things are looking good so far. Do you think KC Royals can beat the Indians tonight?
Ooh.
I need the Royals.
I don't know. I don't know who's pitching.
We can find that out for you, Mr. Gallo.
Yeah.
Who's pitching? Aaron Kibel.
Oh, the Indians have been swinging the stick pretty good lately, I think.
I think so, too.
They have been.
This guy's awesome.
Indians 3-3. It's 3-3 right now. That's awesome.
Yeah, bottom of the six.
Yep.
I need the Royals, though. Come on, Royals.
Hey, live bet right now. Take the Indians.
No.
Yes.
Live bet? Live bet Indians? No. Got Gallo's word? No. Live bet Indians. You heard it from Mike Gallo.
Indians bullpen strong.
Disclaimer. Hustle and Grind is not responsible for Mike Gallo's picks tonight.
Hey, it's only because I'm wearing the Indian hat today.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you know what? Sometimes that means something, man. You know what? I back you. I'm going to throw a live bet down on the Indians. Fuck it. Let's do it.
Back it up, Lady D. Back it up.
So Cleveland Indians this morning, you could get them for -120. What are you getting them at right now, Cammy Pete?
Well, I have to get on the site. I don't have it just on speed dial. Come on. Oh, God.
Mine's on speed dial. It opens instantly.
Oh, I have to do mine the old-fashioned way.
Okay. Yeah, so this morning they were -120.
Hey, I got a funny story for you guys. It's not baseball related. It's tequila related. So today I got approval to send one bottle of this tequila to my liquor store tomorrow. The cost to the liquor store for this one bottle is $1,333 for one bottle.
Wow. Why? Who makes it?
Clase Azul. I'll give you guys a picture of it.
I've heard of it.
I've heard of it too. I collect tequila, so I have heard of it.
All right, Google Clase Azul Ultra. Ultra.
Ultra, okay.
The bottle alone is like crazy. If I make money like that, I'd buy that bottle just to put on my shelf because it's so cool looking.
Is it the thin one that's round with gold and silver in it?
Nope. Remember, it looks like that blue vase with the bell up top?
Oh, that one.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so the white and blue one, that one's only $100 a bottle, cost the store. This one is the same shape, but the bottle is black and clear. It looks trippy. So Google it. Ultra. Okay. Clase Azul Ultra. That brand's on fire. They're locking it down like Fort Knox. I mean, I have to beg and plead to get a bottle shipped to a store. And I didn't tell the man. I didn't tell the
that much though. That's crazy.
I know. I didn't even tell the buyer that bottle's coming. Yeah, he's gonna be surprised, and he's gonna say, "Yeah."
No, when he gets the bill, he's gonna be surprised.
Wow! I can buy it online for $1,700 American.
Oh, Joe, my phone's dying. My phone's not working properly. Are you seeing anything on your side?
I told you the Cleveland is the Indians are -15.
Wait.
Oh yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, Joe.
It's gorgeous.
I know.
Wow.
Oh, Cam, look at the bottle.
Let's see it, Joe. Oh, yeah, that's cool.
What's the name of the tequila?
It better have real fucking gold in it. If you're selling to a liquor store for about $1,400, they're going to be selling it for about $2,000. So
I get 2% commission just by
getting $1,700 for this one.
Yeah.
You get 2% commission for what?
For shipping that bottle, I get 2% commission. I get $20.
Nice. There you go.
How much this one is?
How much is that one?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's it. That's the bottle I shipped, lady.
Look at all their bottles. They've got some really cool ones.
Yeah, they do.
Their tequila's good.
So who's going to buy us these tequila, everyone? We're going to put this in our gift.
That's what it is.
So today's show is sponsored by
Stables Media. Just randomly throwing that out there. I have a buddy that lives in Mexico. And he sent me back a bunch of bottles of mezcal and stuff like that. He went right to the plant up in the mountains where the donkeys are crushing it and everything like that. And then he sent me a few bottles of tequila, and I priced them out here. And then I don't know. I'm not saying $1,100, but there was a few of them that were close to that $1,000 mark that he paid next to nothing for.
Yeah, mezcals are really crazy. It's a smoky agave.
Very smoky drink. Like it's. It's acquired. It's a sipper for sure. I wouldn't be doing – it's definitely something you sip on for a while, right?
People are mixing it with, watermelon juice or what's the one I was – a pineapple juice. Pineapple.
Oh, I can see that.
Watch it. That's dangerous.
Yeah, I can see that. That'd be actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a mimosa with pineapple juice? I only discovered it a couple weekends ago. Very good.
I'm not a big fan of it. I like a mimosa with mango juice, a little bit of mango juice. And when I say a little bit, I mean just a quick drop.
You need one of those. Clear.
Yeah, well, not that. That's droppers. A little less. But just a little, just for color, basically color. That's all I do it for.
Yeah, every time I drink a mimosa, and it's early in the morning or 9 o'clock in the morning, by noon I'm taking a nap.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it's meant for. That is a Sunday hangover cure. You wake up, you have a couple mimosas, you have some nice big brunch, then you have a nap. Sleep for three hours in the afternoon. You feel great.
And then give me a beer.
There you go.
All right.
Awesome.
In a bag.
Well, I think that's it, guys. So thanks to Stables Media. Thanks, Mike, for coming on, man. You're always awesome. You're always fun to work with. You never stop talking, which is good. It takes a lot of pressure off us, and you do a great job. So we appreciate it, man.
Hey, it's brought to you by Stables Media. Hustle
again. Atta boy.
Tune in every Monday. Go Pet Go.
Shit, we got to hire Mike Gallo.
We got to go back to Datamore.
Yeah.
What are those Indians?
Yeah, good luck to your kid's team this year, man. I know he's going to rock it.
Oh, yeah, we've already played half a season. He's going to pitch 2 innings tomorrow. I'll send you guys the video.
Yeah, send us a video. I'd love to see that.
All right, guys.
Send us a video of a pitch.
Much love, guys. Bye, ladies.
Bye, Mike.
Thanks.
Hey, see you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great night.
You too.
Okay,
guys. Thanks for everybody.
Yeah, so I wanted to remind everyone we have our daily shows in the afternoon, so we will be back tomorrow. Who's coming on with
Tony,
me?
That's sweet. I'll come on with you tomorrow. Or do you want to go, Lisa? Or we can, all three of us can do it, but I'll be on there for sure. So just let me know. We'll be doing it 2 p.m. Mountain Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time. So I look forward to seeing every one of you guys there if you want to tune into that. And we'll give out a couple leans. And then, guys, join our Patreon account. We've got a few guys on there now that are making great money off us. We have a pretty good percentage. What do you guys think our percentage was tonight without giving everything away?
We've got so many games still in play. So.
Yeah. Okay. So it's hard to tell. So this time, we're at a decent percentage anyways, especially with that underdog, so the Sabres. And Tony would love to come on with us tomorrow. So if Tony would love to come on, then you can come on, Tony.
We'll send you the link, Tony. That would be fantastic. I want to remind everyone, also, we have a Telegram account. It is a great way to keep on top of what we're doing. So Lady D made a great post on Kentucky Derby this weekend. We're posting all of our daily shows on there, so you have the link easily. And yeah, so join the Telegram, Hustle and Grind. DM us if you need the link.
No, it sounds good, guys. Great show, and I think everybody got a little bit something out of this. And again, Mike was fantastic. Lisa, you were always as awesome as always. And Joe, come on, you're always fantastic. So we appreciate everything. And Cam, you did wonderful. You're the best thing about the show, and everyone loves you. So good job. So great job, guys.
Oh, thank you, Tony.
There you go.
We got to hurry up and do our show again.
But again, guys, thanks to Sables Media for supporting us. And please join our Patreon account. Thanks to Mike Gallo for coming on. We'll definitely have something great for you guys next week. But join us tomorrow at 2 p.m. Mountain Time, 1 p.m. Pacific. And we'll go over a couple leans with you guys.
Yes. Don't forget.
Hey, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Are you looking for a reliable sports book that you can trust? In the USA, please check out WagerAttack.com. Use promo code HNG.